I was always looking for a definitive photograph or a series of definitive photographs. I think the reason my pictures are special was when I went to the March on Washington, I went as a volunteer and only had no assignment. On that day, I was looking for the spirit. So I was looking for my heroes and friends from the movement. And of course, I knew that Doc was going to make an amazing speech. He's the greatest orator I ever heard. So as the ceremonies began, I tried to make sure I got near where he was. The press, I was not a member of the press. I had no credentials, but I knew everybody. So people let me in, and I got up the steps near the podium. I was maybe 5 or 10 feet from where Doc was speaking. The press, people with credentials, could not go on the steps. There was an elevated area where all the press was, about 50 feet away. And I was blown away as I heard the speech, because this was greater than any speech I had ever heard him deliver. And I was trying to get closer, but there were all these dignified people there, and I'm trying to muscle my way. And as I said, when I'm taking a picture, I'm trying to look for that definitive image. And I knew that as his oratory rose and came to a conclusion, that he would become much more expansive. In the speech itself, at first he's reading, but at some point, apparently Mahalia Jackson called out, tell him the dream, and he dropped the speech and started to speak extemporaneously. Imagine that, to speak extemporaneously and coherently and unforgettably. And as he spoke, people got more and more excited, and I was waiting for that definitive moment as he's saying, free at last, free at last. I've heard that speech 100 times, and it's still very moving.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman.